Well, no game for the Eagles this week, but that doesn't mean we take the week off fantasy-wise. And so the fantasy spin on PhiladelphiaEagles.com returns. I'm Bo Wolf. That is Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, we want to take a bit of a look forward here towards the playoffs. Hopefully your seasons have turned out well. You have an eye on the playoffs. And I want to talk about some guys who have favorable schedules down the stretch that maybe if your trade deadline hasn't happened yet, you can try to swing a trade for these guys and reap the benefits come playoff time.
Well, absolutely, Bo. You know, this is a key bye week. Not only are the Eagles on bye, but a team like the Seahawks and the Bengals are also on bye. We have some key fantasy players, the Bills as well, who are not playing this week, but hopefully you're in good position to make a run for the playoffs. And I think if you are, maybe try to bolster your quarterback position. Go check to see if Jay Cutler is out there on the waiver wire. I think Josh McCown has played pretty well overall. As a matter of fact, I think he's played very well. But if Jay Cutler is out there, there's every indication that the Bears are going to be prepared to go back to him for the month of December. And when you have a guy like Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Matt Forte, you have a 1-2-3 punch that is as dangerous as anybody's in the NFL. And if Jay Cutler is healthy, he can take advantage of those guys and put up big numbers with a very favorable playoff schedule. And another guy from the NFC North coming off an injury at the quarterback position, how about Aaron Rodgers? I think the Packers, off a 3-game losing streak without Rodgers, are going to try to get this guy back onto the field as soon as possible. That might be on Thanksgiving Day. And after that, Rodgers has a favorable schedule. He is loaded weapon-wise. Jordy Nelson, James Jones, Jarrett Boykin has stepped up. And they have a pretty strong running game right now as well with Eddie Lacy. So these are guys I think I would consider trying to bolster. Maybe the Aaron Rodgers owner in your league really needs to scrape together a win this week and you can trade for him. Now would be the time to do it, Bo.
Because the Packers have that favorable schedule, you also like Eddie Lacy down the stretch. The other running back you like is another player the Eagles played last week. That would be Alfred Morris in Washington.
Yeah, Alfred Morris. If you look at the Washington offense, the fact of the matter is they really don't have a whole lot. If Pierre Garçon, Jordan Reed are going to be banged up, they just lost Leonard Hankerson for the season. He's having LCL surgery. So I think Washington is going to have to run the football. And hey, Mike Shanahan remained committed to Alfred Morris for better or for worse last week against the Eagles. This guy is a bull. He gets yards after contact. He can get short yardage opportunities. And while RG3 and Darryl Young have stolen some of those opportunities, Alfred Morris is a guy who you know is going to get his yards each and every week with a favorable schedule down the way. Perhaps Washington wants to protect RG3 a little bit more. Alfred Morris is a guy I want in my lineup.
How about wide receiver? One of the two guys you like is a rookie.
Yes, I really like Keenan Allen of the San Diego Chargers. Now, he got banged up last week. But the Chargers, with a favorable schedule, they're still in the playoff hunt. Keenan Allen, he is healthy. He's back at practice this week. He's going to be Phillip Rivers' go-to guy, despite a couple quiet weeks. And it is those quiet weeks, Bo, that makes me really like him as a potential trade four guy. Maybe even somebody dropped him after a couple quiet weeks, thinking, hey, this guy was a 2-3-week wonder. Go get Keenan Allen. I think he's going to be Phillip Rivers' go-to guy down the stretch.
All right, and you also like the Baltimore Ravens schedule. And so you have the tandem of Torrey Smith and the returning from injury Dennis Pitta.
Yeah, Torrey Smith is a deep threat, and Baltimore really hasn't actually had a lot of success with the deep ball this year. However, they have a very favorable schedule down the stretch, which is a recurring theme for this segment. But Joe Flacco, Torrey Smith, these guys need to get on the same page. And even though the Ravens are at 4-6, the AFC is kind of a mess. They have been unable to run the football before last week, and their running schedule down the stretch is brutal. I would not expect Ray Rice to keep up the success he showed against the Chicago Bears this past week. Joe Flacco and Torrey Smith, if the Ravens are going to make a push for the playoffs, these are going to be the two guys that are going to push that agenda. And Dennis Pitta potentially coming back from injury would give Joe Flacco the possession receiver he has lacked all year.
And then you've also got Delanie Walker from the Titans at tight end. But how about a team that plays the defenses of the Bears, the Vikings, and the Lions come playoff time? An explosive offense at that.
Who are you talking about?
That would be the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes. Nick Foles, Shady McCoy, DeSean Jackson, Riley Cooper. Heck, even in your deeper leagues, maybe Brent Celek and Zach Ertz can get a little bit more involved over the bye. I really love the Eagles' playoff schedule. I think it's going to help them make a push, not just towards an NFC East title, but I think the fact that these guys could be major fantasy contributors, we're going to see DeSean, Foles, LeSean McCoy, even Riley Cooper on a lot of fantasy championship teams as well.
That is the word from the man himself, Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM87.